Today's Between Master and Disciples, The Love of an Enlightened Master, will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Ulexese or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Awe-inspiring, surreal, breathtaking. These are words that are used to describe the Australian land and its coastline. The Great Barrier Reef, located in the Coral Sea off the northeast coastline, is the largest natural feature on Earth, stretching more than 2,300 kilometres. The Australian outback, with its remarkable scenery and primal mythology, has long been revered as one of the most beautiful places on the planet. Heading further inland to Australia's red centre, Ayers Rock or Uluru, a giant sandstone monolith, is a spectacular sight which changes colour according to the position of the sun. The massive rock domes date back 500 million years and are rich in indigenous artwork and lore. And now, please join us for a lecture titled The Love of an Enlightened Master, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Brisbane, Australia, on March 18, 1993.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
Each one has the freedom to choose what he likes to believe and what he likes to practice. Any problems or questions, please ask inside your wisdom and you will get the answer immediately. Should you doubt the thought transference, then please write to me. But mostly when you post the letter, before you post the letter, you get the answer already. Sometimes you get it through intuition, sometimes you get it through tapes or books or whatever you happen to come in contact with, or sometimes through another initiate, happen to say something that you understand, that's it, that's a confirmation for what I know. So try to listen always within and use our intuitive understanding to deal with daily life. Whatever not harmful to other people, that's all right. Should you slip now and again, or if you do something that you're supposed not to do, repent, forgive yourself and don't do it again. And that's all, okay? I'll make up for it. We can't become Buddha overnight, but we can strive to be. We will be one with God. One day we will know we and the Father are one. I am and the Master is one. I am yourself. Therefore, you pray and you get it, because I am yourself. Whatever miracles will happen in your life, it's your wisdom begin to work. You don't need to be grateful to me. If you want to be grateful to me, at all, practice harder. Be sincere to yourself. Discover your greatness and be your own master. That's the only thing I wish from you. The Australian or Vietnamese in Sydney are very strong. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Because I have not been here before, you just heard of me and through your faith healed yourself of many diseases, body, speech and mind. I'm very proud of you. You have progressed and you have made a better human life out of this God gift for you. So please continue helping each other, loving each other, not only by words but by action. Treat each other just like you treat yourself. There should be a cooking class. Do you have one? No? Didn't I instruct you before? Yes? And nobody cook? You should cook at least once a week. Do you cook when you group meditate together?
Yes.
You don't starve my disciples when they come to your center, all right? If anybody starve when you go to group meditation, write to me. I will cut their hair off. Cook something, okay? Cooking must not be very luxurious, but taste good. The secret of good tasting is the right ingredients. Yeah, salt, pepper, and also a little sugar and all that, right amount. Don't need to put a lot of thing inside to make it taste good, just right amount. Mostly if you put a little bit sugar in same amount and salt, it will taste good. Add some maggi in it. And put always maggi or other dash inside. So sometimes you cook lousy. If people put maggi in, they can swallow it. That's a secret. Or cook some soup. Or they will put them together and cup it down fast. And select a good cook, eh? Or take turn to cook. Yeah, because sometimes they come from very far away and they have no time to buy something. So I hope you will get along well with each other, the native as well as the immigrants, the so-called immigrants. But we are all immigrants. Our house is not here. You will know it sooner or later. You know it today already. You may cry with joy. Many people cry during initiation because they're so happy to have found their self. You know it more and more every day. And then everything in your life becomes smoother. Miracles will happen. Many of your sickness will be lessened or disappear due to your own merit and your wisdom, which is available to you after initiation. You have it all along, you just forgot. I did not give you anything today. I just help you to awake what you already have and know how to use it in daily life. Just meditate and all the understanding will come to you. You may read holy books and yoga books, anything, yeah? But meditate. You can recite the sutras, now do what you want, yeah? But meditate. To meditate is the highest form of service, of prayers, and highest service to yourself and to mankind. But other duties you may do also. Take care of your family, be more loving to the one who doesn't understand you. They will understand. Treat them with love and respect because they have Buddha inside. I know sometimes they give you a little mental squeeze when they talk too much about what they know, theoretically. And when what we know is from experience, it's difficult. It's all right, it's all right. Try to be patient with the world, especially after initiation. Now, the most important thing is to take care of ourselves and our salvation. Because if we have not ourselves experience the kingdom of God, it's very difficult to convince people. It's impossible, because we talk only. So it's better we have the conviction of our own knowledge, the first-hand experience. So just practice, and whoever come along, you let them know, if they wish to know, just casually. We are not into collecting a lot of disciples. We only aim at the sincere one, the truly true seeker who wants God above everything else, even to sacrifice their pleasure of the taste or some little thing in their life. If that can be called sacrifice, I don't think so. As we practice and regulate our maybe sexual life and diet, we will find a greater happiness than we had before from material pleasure. The more you work, the more you come within yourself and realize God, the less worldly attachment will cling to us, they will leave us. Just like a ripened fruit will fall from the tree. So do not even push yourself. Yeah. Try to keep to the vegetarian diet. because that helps you a great deal in achieving a fast result. And it lessens the conflict between the mind and the body when we tap inside of the incredible power. We should be pure enough to withstand it. Otherwise, sometimes there might be some side effect and trouble because the negative and the positive fight with each other. The animal self and the holy self struggle, and then sometimes it makes us uncomfortable.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Therefore, we go wholeheartedly in one direction. I trust your pure motive and your heartfelt promise. I think even after I left, you will continue the path that you have chosen and derive benefit for yourself, also for your country and for our world. Do not worry about the apocalypse. Because if we better ourselves, better our environment through our conduct and spiritual merit, the world will not be destroyed. The world will be destroyed only when we don't have enough spiritual atmosphere to protect it. And God thinks it's a rotten place, so He probably destroyed it to build a new one. Even then, we have our home to go back. Ticket is booked. Wait until the time and then we fly up. We are all secured and taken care of. Before you die, you will know what time and what day to be. Yeah, you will be ready. So life and death to us, the initiate, doesn't mean anything. We just walk from one room to the next. But to the better room, more glorious room, which we deserve. So please love yourself. Love yourself. To meditate is to love yourself. And then when you have so much love, you can radiate it to all the people around you and even affect the whole world, lifting the consciousness of mankind to some higher degree. Of course, not all of them will follow us, but they will be uplifted in some degree and be ready for the next master, whomever will take care of them, who has affinity with them, will come to them, and we prepare for it. I do not tell you the different religious rules because you all know, so keep to them if you wish to. They are all good for strengthening the mind and willpower. So if you're Muslim, keep the fasting. If you're Buddhist, read the sutra if you wish. If you are a Christian, you may go to the church and do whatever proper and you like to do for a Christian. Just keep the vegetarian diet and meditate. That's all there is. And actually, this is not a meditation. You just sit there and the God power just uplifts you. You didn't even make any effort. Is that not so, brothers? No effort. Yeah. That's what we call amazing grace. Yes, yes. Only the one who know about it. The other may not know, even he sit next to us. And only the one who perceive can hear. Other people hear, they hear, but they do not perceive. Other people see, they can see, but they do not understand. We are not proud to be a practitioner, but we are actually the chosen few. The world are so overpopulated, but they turn deaf ear to their own greatness. It's a pity, but never mind. It's the way it is. So if we couldn't preserve our world at all, at least we have another place to immigrate to. And we can't just help others if they don't want to be helped. If one person can manipulate the whole world and take them all to heaven, then Jesus will have done so long ago. Buddha will have finished. Don't need to wait for us. But the will of heaven is that each one for himself, each one has to be willing to commit to his duty. But some young souls still love to go around and see in the circus or see in the theater and do not wish to go home just yet. So we leave them. We may convince them and try to tell them the way home, but if they don't want to listen, it's fine, it's fine. We can't do nothing about it. After all, God will look after them. So do not worry much about other people just yet. After initiation, probably some of you will get overexcited and go out and broadcast on the television or radio telling everybody to come. Take it easy, practice, and whoever come along, do it in a proper way, but very cool and non-excited. And if people listen, it's fine. If not, it's okay. So get together, try to do something. If you wish, you do it together. Think of the way to do it. But don't need to force people or use any miracle power to attract them. Some people told their experiences about their illness just being cured miraculously after initiation or so. This might attract other people to come, but might not be very high motive. Anyhow, maybe that's their reason to come. It's also all right. God has many ways to pull his children back to himself, so it's okay. But do not do it deliberately, because we want to attract people. Everything natural, spontaneous, with love, is always correct. And be humble, be clean in our daily life. And of course you will learn to know that taking others' possession or wanting other possession is asking for more bad karma. It's not worth it. A bundle of money is not worth to take when we have to undergo countless years of karmic burden. So be careful. Earn your honest living. Doesn't matter by which job. I used to wash dishes and that when I was a student. It's fine. My husband, now he was a double doctor degree, but he used to drive taxi to earn his living. Even if you say a dentist or a doctor is a good job, but still it's a labor job. They have to drill your teeth and clean their instrument afterward, right? And inject the needle. It's all labor job, all a different skill. So do not look up on any job, or do not look down upon any occupation. I have been in the Philippines, and I know many Philippine people, for example. They're absolutely humble. They do any job, and they never think anything about it. They might have relatives sitting in a high office, but they themselves would work as a labor or anything as long as they earn the honest money. They do not feel the difference between the high position or the lower occupation. That's the attitude we should have for other things in life. Maybe the Philippine people are best endowed with this quality. But this is a very good quality. They're so humble, hardworking, and so friendly. So I hope all of you work in this kind of spirit, doesn't matter in what job, and learn to help each other serve each other just like we serve an honorable guest in our house. And besides that, meditate. If we don't have love from within, the love thou is short-lived and only superficial. So try to lead a clean life. Any trouble, please write to me. But first ask the inner master. Any trouble at all, the inner master will take care. But sometimes it takes a long time because it's a different way of working inside, not the way we want. Sometimes you want this, it's no good for you, the master don't give. And what the master gives you, sometimes you don't like, but it's better for you, later you find out. So be patient with the inner master and let the inner master help us, all right? That's what I do most of the time anyhow.
There are many followers that you have in Brisbane.
Oh, yeah. And the first time I saw them.
And the immigrant community here in Queensland is very strong and very closely linked.
Yeah.
And so I was asked by Andrew Ching to be of assistance in welcoming you to here because this is the state that I represent.
Oh, yes, of course.
And to say to you that we are very honored and flattered that you could find the time to come and to speak in Queensland and to bring your message to the people who are here, not just the immigrants, but everybody who wishes to come along and hear you. And I think in a world that is so full of division and hate and war, that a voice of peace and happiness is so very, very important. Very, very important.
I'll try my best.
And I understand that you have two speaking functions in Queensland and that you also have some time here as well, which we hope you'll very much enjoy because we all feel that Queensland is a very, very special place.
Beautiful. Everybody likes to be in Brisbane.
Yes.
Yesterday I asked this Australian guy, you know, his name is Bending. I said, Bending, you know a little bit now more than the people here, so please come back and take care of the new initiates. So he said, yes. And I said, you're born in Melbourne, so it's all right. He said, no, Brisbane. Please, I come to Brisbane. He chose it last night, right? So today I agree with you. I said, I wish I live here. Is that right? Probably that's why everyone likes to come here and immigrate. The immigrants are very strong here.
Yes, it's a smaller community, but much more closely knit.
Oh, yes.
And the people here are very fortunate. It's a very attractive place for people from Southeast Asia because of the climate and because
it's even
Queensland.
Better than Sydney?
Oh, yes.
People told me Sydney is the best climate.
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful. Oh, yeah. Maybe I come and stay here. I am very tempted now. Is the land not expensive here?
Not only.
Not only inexpensive, but beautiful. I thought beautiful land may be expensive, that's why.
We have a lot of it.
Yeah? Okay. Maybe I take a small piece for me. Oh, it's beautiful. I'm very tempted here. And the peaceful atmosphere is very important. I thought already the places I saw is already wonderful, but here you say it is even more beautiful.
Even more beautiful.
Yeah, it's so fantastic. Your people here are very lucky. Many countries and they're not as fortunate. You know, if you have trouble, you know it. Yeah. And Australian people must have worked very hard. I mean, conscientiously. Keep the country in such a beautiful and good order.
Yes.
Do they work hard?
On the whole, yes. And that's why the children have been so successful. They've migrated here recently.
Oh,
they're all very, very successful.
In school?
In school and university.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Many of them also successful in America also. And they have many awards. Yes. Best students and in scientific and mathematics and many things. I have read on the newspapers.
It's very similar here. Many of the people who came from Vietnam as refugees are now doctors and lawyers and engineers and contributing to the community.
Very good. Contributing to the country. Very, very good. You see, that's why many of the Vietnamese refugees, they are very eager to come out of the camp because they want to use their talent to contribute to the world instead of sitting there and having to rely on some charitable fund, which most of them feel very ashamed of. Just very, very fortunate that they have to be in such condition. Otherwise, they're very good, and they're very hardworking, intelligent, very intelligent people.
We are very lucky too, because there is a much better acceptance of Asian people than there was 30 years ago. It is increasingly more easy for people to settle here and to be accepted and to make a contribution, and the contribution that has been made has been wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, everything takes time to develop, and people takes time to understand each other. I guess the Asiatic race of people probably first came, had a little difficulty in communication, and the English they spoke probably is not very well groomed. So, and of course, the mentality of a different background, it probably caused the misunderstanding in the first place.
Yes.
But then, as the time go by, both learn from each other's goodness, and of course they get along well. The Vietnamese or Chinese or immigrants I met, they're very wonderful, friendly people. They even advertise that I should come here and stay. Because it's a good plan. And I, in turn, advertise to other Chinese, you know, big business people in Singapore. I say, you come here, land is so big and inexpensive, people friendly, and you can even make a company, I heard, for $2.
Yes.
It's such a democratic country. It's not easy to find in the world. So I tell the Chinese, if you want to make a business or you want to find a peaceful place to establish your enterprise, come here. I think Australia is good for you. I talk on the phone, you know, just because some of them are very enthusiastic about finding a good country or something. I just felt that this is so beautiful. Singapore was also beautiful and free, but their land so small. And here you have vast heaven.
There is no bias.
Oh, yes.
On who is allowed to come.
Oh, that's very good, very good. Maybe I immigrate again.
I think we'd be very lucky if you did.
Yeah, I'd be very tempted now. I just feel, probably I would stay here. I just feel it's a place I would stay. Yeah. Probably the affinity is stronger here. I have more affinity with Queensland.
Our thankfulness for your presence for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May celestial light evermore shine on you and your loved ones.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.